the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and just deserve to eternal judgment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you in your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent of their sufferings and death, Son Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the introit on the insert.
I rise before God. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and spirit, teach us how to pray, that our petitions may be pleasing before you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 18. Then the Lord said, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very great, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether, according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered and said, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again, he spoke to him and said, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of the 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 138, responsively whole verse by whole verse.
I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. Trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. Forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn of the day, 766, verses 5 through 7. You may be seated.
He speaks to us in His Word, and we speak to Him in prayer. If you want to have a meaningful conversation with someone, it has to be a two-way conversation. You speak and they listen. They speak and you listen. You've been in conversations with people where it wasn't a conversation. All they did was talk and you listened. Sometimes you maybe did the same. You just kept talking and talking and you didn't listen. That's not a two-way conversation. When you have a good friend, they want to hear what you have to say. And so they speak their mind and you listen. And then they say, and how are you doing? And you speak and they listen. God wants that conversation with you and me, a two-way conversation. He speaks to us in prayer, in the Word. We speak to Him in prayer, by word and prayer. And when you have a two-way conversation with the Lord each and every day, your day is going to go better because you've heard from Him and He has heard from you. Today, Jesus teaches us how to pray. Jesus had gone to a certain place by Himself to pray to His Father. As true man, He would pray to His Heavenly Father, sometimes on the top of a mountain, sometimes out in the field. He would go by Himself, so He was undisturbed. So when He came back, the disciples say, Lord, teach us to pray, like John the Baptist taught his disciples. Now, the version of the Lord's Prayer in this Gospel lesson is a shortened version in this Luke lesson. The full version is in Matthew, which is the one we pray on Sunday morning. Jesus taught it in many contexts. There was the introduction, seven petitions, and the conclusion. The Lord's Prayer, which is meant to be prayed as an actual prayer, is also an outline for the entire prayer life. So we pray it as it is, but it's in an outline for every aspect of our Christian life. So today, Jesus teaches us the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. He gives us the words that we use to speak to Him. And three illustrations from this text show what it's like to be speaking to and praying to God. Asking for bread at midnight, knocking on the door, and getting good gifts from our Heavenly Father. Teach us to pray, O Lord. And the first illustration, boldness to ask for bread at midnight. Boldness, even impudence, to say, Lord, please answer my prayer. So the first illustration is something right out of the first century. This is the picture. There's three men in this illustration. There is a traveler coming into town. There is the man whose house he stops to visit, who has no bread. And there's the neighbor who has bread. So this is the picture, Jake, that Jesus lays out. A traveler has arrived in the middle of the night, come to his friend's house, and he's hungry. He has nothing to eat. According to the law of hospitality, you were obligated to house people, to offer food and drink, because one day you would be traveling and they would help you. The traveler is hungry and has come to his friend's house, but this man in his house has no bread. He has nothing to eat. So he goes to the man who lives next door, but it's midnight. He begins to bang on the door and wakes him up in the middle of the night. When the door is shut, and the man tells him, it's midnight, don't bother me, my children and I are in bed, I can't give you anything. But the neighbor would not give up. He said, I need three loaves of bread to feed the traveler. Jesus says, not because he is the man's friend, just because of his impudence, because he's bothered, he finally says, listen, come in the house, give you whatever you need. You want three loaves? You want five loaves? You want some bread? You want some cheese? Whatever you need, take it so I can go back to bed and you stop bothering me. This is the picture Jesus is using. The boldness to say, I'm not going to leave until until you give me whatever I need. Here Jesus is addressing you and me in our midnights, because we can pray to the Lord 24/7. When you pray, pray with that kind of boldness, audacity, bravery, courage, and even daring. Impudence means I'm going to have nerve, I'm going to be dauntless, even chutzpah, because I'm speaking to a friend. When you have a friend, you can speak with determination and be fearless. I'm going to bother the Lord till He gives me what I need for body and soul. This is what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, don't give up in your prayers. Be bold. Be daring. If you need something, tell the Lord what you need. Do it with boldness. Because He is your friend through Jesus. And He is your Father. Teach us to pray, O Lord, with that kind of boldness. The second illustration is asking, seeking, knocking on the door till it's answered. Jesus says, ask, it will be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, shall be opened to you. Ask the Lord, bring forth your requests for strength, for healing. Don't give up. Seek, look for, explore. Lord, I'm seeking direction and guidance. Knock on the door. Rap on the door. Say, Lord, I need your attention. Please help me. You know, your child is real super thirsty and you find out they're just dying of thirst and you say as a parent, well, if you're thirsty, why didn't you say something? I'll give you some water. If you want water, ask me. Jesus is saying, if you need something, ask. Seeking. Think of how absurd it would be if you lost your cell phone and you just stood there and someone said, well, what are you doing? I lost my cell phone. Why aren't you looking for it? Seek so you'll find it. Imagine the absurdity if you're cooking a cake and you need a cup of sugar and you went to your next door neighbor and you just stood by the front door, just stood there for 15 minutes. And the neighbor comes and goes, what are you doing? How long have you been standing here for 15 minutes? What do you need? A cup of sugar? Why didn't you ring the doorbell? Why are you just standing here? The Lord's basically saying, if you want to knock on the door of heaven, ask me for what you need. Don't just stand there, but speak, knock, ask, seek. You see, if you get the idea that we're in an actual relationship with God, then you'll understand exactly what to say. Jesus is saying, ask, seek, knock on the door. Do it with daring. Now, this is what Abraham did. The Lord came down in some human form. The Lord, the judge of all the earth, even though Abraham was dust and ashes, and Abraham wanted him to spare Sodom and Gomorrah, which was debauched with homosexuality and evil and wickedness, but Lot lived there, righteous Lot. And so Abraham showed boldness. 6 different times he says, will you spare them for 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. It kind of gets annoying at the end. But he's not giving up. He brings his requests 6 times. Now, Abraham was faithful. Now, sadly, there weren't 10 people. And so the Lord ended up destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. But Lot and his family were saved. But here, the boldness of Abraham to not give up time after time after time. Why is it possible that you and I can ask, seek, and knock at God's door? Not because we're good people, not because we're trying to prove anything to the Lord, only because Christ Jesus, as Paul said, the Lord, who is true God in flesh and the head of the church, has incorporated you into the body of Christ through your baptism. You're buried with Christ, you died with him, you're buried with him, you're raised with him, and the powerful working of God, your debt was canceled when Christ was crucified. And Paul says, it's like your sins were written on a piece of paper and they were nailed to the cross, and there they're gone. He disarmed Satan and triumphed over them. Because you are connected to Christ as your mediator and your redeemer and baptized into the body of Christ, that is why you can pray through your mediator, Christ Jesus, to your heavenly Father. You can ask, seek, and you can knock. We ask, knock, and seek at God's door. We pray with boldness at midnight. And lastly, the illustration, asking for good gifts from our Father in heaven. Jesus now moves to another illustration. He looks at these earthly fathers and says, now listen, even though you're evil and sinful, you know how to give good gifts to your children. Dads, if your little boy comes and says, Daddy, can I have a piece of fish? You're not going to say, here's a serpent. Here's a snake. You're not going to do that. Or your son says, can I have a boiled egg with my fish? No, here's a scorpion. You would never do that, of course not. So your heavenly Father, he says, will answer your request and give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. If we earthly fathers know if our kids are hungry, we'll give them fish and something to eat like an egg, how much more will our heavenly Father answer our request? Keep in mind when we pray, especially for things that have to do with the body, we always say joyfully, not my will, but thy will be done, O Lord. And it's true, sometimes the answer to his prayer is yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's not yet, but his will is always best. And remember the ACTS of prayer, when we pray, A, adoration, praising him for who he is, C, confessing our sin, be merciful to me through Christ. T, giving him thanks for all the blessings of body and soul. And S, supplication, specific requests for the things that we need and others need. This is the stuff of prayer. And the greatest gift of all, Lord, through the word and sacrament, give us the Holy Spirit, who creates faith in us that we have forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. The Holy Spirit dwells in you and gives you faith in Christ Jesus. That's the greatest gift of all. So my friends, God does speak to you in his word. You have forgiveness, life, and salvation, and you know because it's been preached, you've been baptized, you hear absolution, and you receive Holy Communion. You know that the Holy Spirit has created faith in your heart. Now, speak to him in your prayers, praises, requests, thanksgivings before his throne of grace, individually and as a congregation. This week, take out your catechism. Review the introduction, seven petitions, and the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. A prayer, but an outline for the entire prayer. It's also in the front of the hymnal. This is a pattern for how we speak to God. And so when you take your portals of prayer each day and read the word, that's God speaking to you. When you fold your hands with your family and say your prayers, you are speaking to God. Two-way conversation, by word and prayer. This is the stuff of the essential Christian life. May God bless your two-way conversation with the Lord by word and prayer as we join all these disciples today and say, Lord, teach us to pray. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
stand to sing the offertory on page 192. Please rise. And as you do, please take the record of fellowship that's at the end of the pew, fill it out, tear the sheet out, and put it into the basket that is in the narthex. We now gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you hear the prayers of your dear children. You care for our needs of body and soul. As we come before you with our petitions, unburden our hearts from the weight of our sins and troubles, and give us faith to live in the light of your promises. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you bestow a high honor and duty upon your church to proclaim the gospel to all the nations. Bless pastors, teachers, DCEs, deaconesses, all church workers, and all laymen in our daily vocations and callings. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Vacation Bible School, Sunday School, Early Childhood Programs, Sunshine Station, Campus Ministry, English as a Second Language, and all the boards and councils of this congregation to faithfully proclaim your gospel. Bless Cody and Arlie Mock as they also serve you in the Czech Republic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You call us to be your children, O Lord, and in the nature of faith in the homes of our families, grant that we study your word and pray, and in our daily lives serve you under your fatherly care. This week, bless Byron Maltz, Vicki Baer, Gretchen Winger, Clark Evert, Candace Jasiwak, Dennis Gorman, Turner Bachman, Wayne Brown, Kurt Schweiger, Aaron Davis, Mike Wente, Doug Jupe, Ron Atkinson, and David Zubialdi as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Bless Tanner and Alyssa Saywald, married yesterday, Don and Bobby Niss, Greg and Jennifer Wells, Brad and Robin Hollingsworth, Rayanne and Aaron Keister as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you've ordered the nations to serve you. Curb the wickedness of the world. Embolden the witness of the righteous. Make our nation a repentant and faithful place where your gracious promise is welcome for thanksgiving. Bless Calvin, Eli, Alex, Mike, Gabe, and Daniel as they serve in the military. Be with those still suffering from the floods in Texas. And we pray for peace for Syria, Israel, Palestine, the Ukraine, and all over the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayers, O Lord. Consider the prayers of faithful Abraham and all those who pray on behalf of others in their time of suffering and need. May your healing hand be upon Jerry Hedrick, Jinfeng Wang, Burl Detter, Sue Eby, Mike Knox, Raymond Sendelbach, Ember Ward, Candy Darmody, and Betty Tinney. Lord, in your mercy, as we come receive the gifts of Christ's body and blood, forgiveness that we seek and find in him, give us the daily bread of forgiveness, shelter us from all evil, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto you, Holy Lord God, everlasting Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for you, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit are one God, have overcome death and the grave, and by your glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God,
not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let's take us away.
and drink the blood of Christ. Your body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you with your faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Our sins and griefs to him.
hymnist, page 199. We stand to sing. Countenance upon you and give you peace.